can't they close the estate to the public?
It's a pretty amazing story, the driver replied, glancing at Sky quickly in the rearview mirror. During an independent tour with the family, a 10-year-old boy discovered an old document in a desk which presumably belonged to Sir Tristan. The boy didn't inform his parents about the discovery. Instead, he placed it up his t-shirt and tried to exit the estate with it. However, as he was leaving, the document slipped from under his t-shirt. The boy's parents, who thought he had stolen it from the gift shop, scolded and lectured him. Meanwhile, the woman at the exit was in shock. Being a 15-year employee of the estate, she was flabbergasted at the boy's find. She knew it wasn't a fake. It was a real document containing unknown knowledge.
Really? Sky leaned forward. What kind of document?
It was a birth certificate.
Whose?
Miss Kathleen Tristan.
Sky looked at the driver's reflection in the rearview mirror. Her mind raced as she tried to fit together the broken pieces. Who was Miss Kathleen Tristan?
No one knows.
Then I shouldn't feel bad for not being able to figure it out either, Sky thought. You haven't explained why the Sir Tristan estate has been closed for tourism, she reminded.
Although no one knows who Miss Kathleen Tristan is, there are suspicions that she is Tristan's daughter from an affair he had with a peasant girl.
I thought he didn't have any children, and having an affair isn't a common trait that martyrs share.
The driver shook his head. We didn't know he had a child either.
Sky got the feeling that the driver was purposely ignoring her last comment about Sir Tristan's sainthood. She quickly promised to keep her opinions to herself. After all, the residents of Virginia were very proud of Sir Tristan and his humanitarian work. So why is the estate closed? Sky was tired from the flight and wanted nothing more than for everything to make sense. She was confused, frustrated, and felt as if her head may explode at any given moment.
If there is a living descendant of Sir Tristan, the estate belongs to that individual.
Sky leaned her head against the window and closed her eyes. She thought about what the taxi driver had just said in regards to the estate's closure and wondered why she hadn't been informed about this earlier. What if she, like the public, was locked out of the estate? Where would she stay? She opened one eye and saw the taxi's clock state 9:12 in a bright green color. Closing her tired eyes, she gave in to the temptation of sleep. Sky woke suddenly as the taxi began to shake. She looked anxiously out the window to see that they had turned off the highway and were now traveling down a dirt road. Sky felt herself being thrown around in her seat as the taxi bumped over the small stones that lay on the ground. She winced as the core seatbelt sliced into her stomach. I thought this was a tourist attraction. Don't tell me the government didn't have enough money to pay for a paved road, she muttered more to herself than the taxi driver. Nevertheless, she received a reply.
The government wanted to keep the estate authentic.
Yet they're willing to add a gift shop, Sky commented.
I'm not a politician,
the driver said, obviously tired of Sky's questions and complaints.
Therefore, I have no say what happens at the estate.
Respecting the driver's wishes to a certain degree, Sky remained quiet while entertaining the thought of not giving him a tip. In fact, she considered running out of the taxi and not paying him at all. No, that would never work. For one reason, he knew where she was staying. Sky looked out the window. Darkness had fallen, and the abundant rows of trees that lined the poorly maintained road were almost invisible. The road seemed to continue forever. Fear began to creep into her emotions, adding to the anxiety she already felt about driving down a deserted road with a complete stranger.
I wonder where the nearest house is, probably miles away.
As Sky continued to watch, the large estate suddenly loomed in front of them. Everything came alive in an instant. The moon seemingly appeared out of nowhere to cast down its bright beams, while lights flickered in several rooms of the estate. The finer details were hard to see despite the lights from the moon and lanterns. This didn't upset Sky, since her attention was drawn to a more interesting object, the man standing outside the imposing metal gates. The driver rolled down his window.
Hello. I have a woman here who claims she has some sort of business to take care of in regards to the estate.
Sky felt her cheeks redden at his words. Not only was the taxi driver making her sound foolish and incompetent, he was actually putting her in danger.